Item number 26, from the Deputy Director, Department of Human Resources, submitting informational reports relative to reclassification of existing positions, advancement within the pay range, reallocations of non-represented positions, appointments at an advanced step of the pay range, revisions to executive compensation plan positions, dual employments, emergency appointments, temporary appointments, and temporary assignments to a higher classification. Recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object on April 28, 2014, an objection was filed.
Mr. Sessions?
Mr. Chairman, this is our monthly report that covers all of our reclasses, reallocations, as the committee clerk spelled out for you there. You'll note that there's a fair number of them this time, and a lot of them are from the ranks of the clerical staff, in particular for Org Unit 2000, which is the courts, as well as 2430 for child support. I'm happy to answer any additional questions the committee may have.
Any questions? So how close are we to finishing the JEQ? What departments are left?
And I don't know if Mr. Hanchick is still here. My recollection is that we have the Behavioral Health Division is just about done submitting their job evaluation questionnaires. I believe the Parks Department is in the midst of it. Department of Health and Human Services as well, I believe, is done submitting their job evaluation questionnaires. So now we go into the analysis phase. Matt?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I'm unfortunately about 2 weeks into immersing myself in this. But in very general terms, we're poised to have virtually all of the phase one groups, which is probably the biggest section of them, coming in the upcoming cycle. The phase two are nearly complete as well. Where I'm not quite confident yet to answer is on the phase three and phase four departments, but that's a much smaller list. I can get a more specific answer later if you'd like.
Well, I don't know if I don't know what departments are phase one, what departments are phase two, what departments are phase three, what departments are phase four. So that, I mean, it'd be, just be helpful to maybe have that, send out an email and say that, because when you use that language, that's kind of helpful to me. And I know you're not trying to not be helpful. I mean, that's sort of the vernacular you use, and that's fine, but I don't know what departments are left.
And Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I'm happy to do that immediately after this meeting. I can break that down into which departments fall into which groups.
Mitchell?
Thank you, Chairman and supervisors. We had provided an informational update in the last couple of months that we had, where we had a grid that walked through each area and what phase of the project they were in. We'll certainly update that and just send it back out to you so you have the most updated version.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Quick question for Mr. Session or Ms. Mitchell, Director Mitchell. I think this falls under the category of we have a lot to deal with, so we're not able to keep every precious detail in the front of our minds. Looking through the compensation report here, there's a number of positions are I'm looking at page 6 of 9 here. It's court's positions. Pull that out of the list. A lot of them are misclassifications, and could you remind our listening audience of why are they misclassified? Was that human error? Was it systematic error? Was it because we were going on inertia for the past 30 years? This is not to point a finger at anybody or point my hand in your general direction. I was curious. You know, I've seen this. Many of these are checked as misclassification and internal equity. But specifically, I'm just curious how these misclassifications happened. Or was it me?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, you're relatively accurate in the way you described how the possible scenarios for how things became misclassified. Misclassification might be a broader umbrella that covers things like improperly classified or the job duties have evolved to a point where they're no longer consistent with the job description, therefore it's no longer properly classified. So those are the things that they're evaluating as they're moving through the project, and by making the recommendations they've made, that's an attempt to properly align the classification for the job.
And properly aligning the classification, that also brings with it adjustments in the pay grade? pay levels or bands? Again, which term are you using?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Quite often, yes, but not necessarily.
Okay. So it's not automatic?
It's not automatic, no. Hmm. Sometimes it's a titling problem. Sometimes it's just you know, the duties need to be updated in the job description to properly reflect what's going on, but there's no pay associated with that.
And this is all part of the JEQ process?
In this packet? Okay. Almost entirely, yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, thank you for the clarification. I prefer to deal with facts and to get facts by asking people to know things, questions to get them, because you can look at these reports and you can draw a bunch of conclusions without knowing what the label misclassification means.
Right.
So thanks for shedding some light on that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome.
Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really have one position to note under child support. A clerical assistant one is now to become an administrative assistant. And I see that most of the administrative assistants are going to a salary of about $35,000. But this particular one is going from $28,000 to $35,000. Could you give the committee some information as to why there's so much of a disparity as it relates to the other clerical assistant one positions that are becoming administrative assistant positions?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I don't have an answer for that. I'd be happy to research it and get with our compensation division and get back to you. Maybe Matt has an answer for it.
The very broad answer, and I can get back to you with a more specific one, is the gap in the difference between the pay grade that the position is currently in versus where their duties actually reflect. It looks like it's a situation where a relatively lower level employee has gradually picked up more and more responsibility, but there's never been an adjustment to reflect that. I can get a much better, more specific answer after I dig into it a little deeper.
Okay, I appreciate that. I appreciate the communication on that because, again, it looks as if, particularly for this set of reclassifications, that they're more in a line. They're aligned pretty much when you're going from one salary to another salary. Steps have been added, which is fine because we want to retain people to the extent that we can. But this particular one, I have to say something about because it's a difference of $7,000, and bless that person if that person is accepting more duties, has accepted more duties, whoever that individual is, and should be paid commensurately. But nevertheless, I'd like to see some narrative respectfully.
Director Mitchell.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. One more thing to point out on this issue: if you look at the very next one listed, same situation. The pay levels of the two people are pretty different, although it's the same position. So, again, I think the end result, although in that one case seems like a bit of a jump,
mm-hmm.
Keeps the pay more in line between those two individuals.
And
so that's
another
just thing to...
And I know that, Director, with respect to Mr. Hanchek's indicating that not only was a misclassification, but there's internal equity being
mm-hmm.
applied here. And I mentioned that in my comments. I just want to know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anything further? Well, if we do nothing, this gets approved. It doesn't go to the board. So, I mean, if you're okay with that, that's fine.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I've asked my question.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Next item.